Now, boys and girls, if you'll sit up for a minute or two, we'll continue to see how the children of Israel were brought by God through the wilderness and on their way to the land of Canaan. And you remember last week we saw how God brought them to that mountain called the Mountain of Sinai, and how God gave them his law, his Ten Commandments, those things that they were to believe, those rules of life that they were to live by. Now, God told them other things that they were to do as well. One of the things that God told them was this. He told them that they were to observe certain feast days every year, that is, certain holidays, where they were to remember certain things. And one of the most important of those feast days was to be called the Feast of the Passover. You remember when God brought them out of the land of Egypt, you remember again how he did that. They took that lamb and they slew the lamb, they killed the lamb, and then they took the blood and they sprinkled it around the doorposts of their house, so that when God judged the land of Egypt, you remember, God said that when he saw the blood sprinkled on the houses of the children of Israel, then he said, I will pass over you, that is, I will not judge you, but I will deliver you, I will bring you out of the land of Egypt. So then God told Moses to tell the people that every year, once every year, on the same date on which he had brought them out of the land of Egypt in that way, they were to observe the Feast of the Passover. They were to remember what God did for them. And during that time, they were to take a lamb again, and they were to kill the lamb, they were to roast it with fire, and they were to eat the lamb. They were to observe that feast. And Moses said this as well. He said, now, when your children ask you, why are you doing this? What do you mean when you do this, when you have this Feast of the Passover? Then you're to tell your children, we were slaves in the land of Egypt, and God delivered us. And so that's why we're doing it, because God told us to remember him and remember what he had done for us. Let me say this, boys and girls. Christians have something like the Feast of the Passover. It's much more precious, of course, and it's what we call the Lord's table or communion, this bread and this wine. Because you remember that Christ was known as the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. And when our Lord Jesus Christ would die on the cross and shed his blood, then that was the means for us being delivered from our sins, for being forgiven from our sins. And before Jesus went to the cross, indeed, he was eating the Feast of the Passover with his disciples, remembering how God had delivered the old people of Israel out of Egypt. And at that feast, at the end of that feast, our Lord Jesus Christ then took a loaf of bread and he broke it, and he told the disciples, this is my body, which is broken for you. And then he took the cup of wine that they were drinking, and he said, this is my blood, which is shed for you. And then he said, this do in remembrance of me. So that when Christians have the Lord's table every week, when we remember this, we remember that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who died and shed his blood so that people might be saved, we are remembering that Jesus did that, and we are thankful for what he did. You see, God wanted the children of Israel to be thankful for what he did. And when he delivered them out of Egypt, then he was telling them indeed that they were to remember that always, and they were to be thankful for what he had done for them. Now let me just say this then. Sad to say, the children of Israel forgot God's goodness. They forgot to be thankful. And when Moses went again up into the mountain of Sinai to hear more things that God had to say to the people of Israel, they got it into their heads that he wasn't coming down again. And they made themselves an idol, a brass calf. And they bowed down and they worshipped that calf as their God. You remember what God had said in the Ten Commandments? The very first two commandments said, one, you shall have no other gods before me. And the second one said, you shall not make any graven images. You shall not make any idols, he said. And here were the children of Israel. They had made this idol. They were calling this idol their God. And they were bowing down and worshipping it and depending on it. See how soon they forgot to be thankful for what God had done. And never be forgetful, boys and girls, that our Lord Jesus Christ did die on the cross in order that we might be saved. We're to worship no other God. We're to trust in no one else but Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Son of the God of heaven and earth. So we pray that the day will come when you will take this bread and drink this wine and remember that Jesus died above all things, that you're able to say sincerely with your heart, believing, he died for me and he is my Savior. May that be the case. And remember the feast of the Passover, but the great feast is this communion, this Lord's table, where we remember the death of Christ until he comes again.